You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel, has used a National Press Club address to declare the time has come to stop disputing climate change.
These extreme weather events will not only persist, but they will be more severe and in some cases more frequent into the future. Climate change is nature's reaction to our actions. It is real, and it is already happening with a rapidity that is deeply affecting our way of life.
Dr. Finkel says a zero emissions future will depend on solar and wind, but hydrogen power could be used to fill the gaps and become big business for Australia. He says by 2050, there will be a $2 trillion global market for hydrogen.
We have the potential to be one of the top three exporters of clean hydrogen, to create an exemplary safety record, thousands of new Australian jobs, especially in regional areas, and billions of dollars in economic growth.
The technology is already being used in transport, and a coal to hydrogen project will be trialled in regional Victoria later this year. But a clean hydrogen-powered future, that is, one where hydrogen is extracted from water using renewable energy, could still be decades away. In the meantime, Dr. Finkel says natural gas is the best transition fuel.
Natural gas is already making it possible for nations to transition to a reliable and relatively low emissions electricity supply.
But that statement has disappointed the Climate Council. Greg Bourne is one of the organisation's councillors.
He was a bit equivocal with regard to the importance of gas. And it's almost like giving a green light to the government to use as much as they want. And yet we know we cannot afford to put more emissions into the atmosphere.
The federal government has committed more than $140 million to hydrogen projects. But Dr. Finkel and the Climate Council say a clean future will cost much more than that. Amy Hall, SBS News.